A Missoula County factory that produces trim and siding for houses is set to lay off more than 100 employees next month. It's the third closure of its kind in the county in the last year. As MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports, some longtime timber industry employees are once again looking for work.
UFP Edge employee Clint Workman says the plant's closure blindsided him and his fellow workers. He says managers gathered employees together on the factory floor and broke the news.
Before the announcing of that, you know, people were joking, oh, we're all getting fired, blah, blah. And then it actually ended up that's what it was.
A spokesperson for UFP Edge says the plant's closure is part of the company's nationwide consolidation efforts. She says tariffs did not play a role in the decision. Workman's done this song and dance before. He worked for Roseburg Forest Products in Missoula years ago and was laid off as the plant cut costs. Roseburg closed its doors permanently last year, a week after a timber mill in Sealy Lake also shut its doors. Workman says he'll be working at UFP Edge right up until its final day on September 27th.
Am I happy about it? No. Do I want to be there? No. But I've got two kids I got to support, and that's what takes the matter over everything.
The state is trying to help. Workman attended an event in Missoula hosted by the Labor Department intended to help the Bonner factory's employees get connected with new jobs. Labor Commissioner Sarah Swanson was there too.
Yeah, we're getting pretty good at rapid response, unfortunately.
The department says it's using federal grant money to provide training for 45 laid-off employees from last year's plant closures and will do the same for the UFP Edge workers. The agency says many wood products workers end up in truck driving, machining, and construction. Swanson says she doesn't feel the factory closures in Missoula County reflect the end of the timber industry here.
But I would say that Montana as a state is in a tremendous time of addition. We're continuing to grow new industries that we haven't seen before.
Despite that shift, employees like Workman are still feeling the decline in the wood products industry. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.